The next section is, we'll be limiting that to 20 minutes.
Thank you for this opportunity to speak. My name is Penny Perez McFadden, and I'm a speech-language specialist at the Round Valley School. I live in Pittstown, and this is my eighth year with Clinton Township. As a speech-language specialist, I heard about Clinton Township School District long before I ever applied for a position here. At that time, I was working in a private school for children with autism. The big buzz back then was how districts were pulling their out-of-district students back into district to provide inclusive special education services. Clinton Township was at the forefront of that movement. Many who wanted to learn more about inclusion came to Clinton Township because of its reputation for success. I started working for the district in part because I wanted the experience of working in an inclusive environment. Over the years, I have learned a lot about how inclusion benefits and supports speech and language development beyond what a self-contained environment could provide. I have learned that teachers, support staff, and administration need to work together as a team in order for our students to succeed. Throughout my career here at Clinton Township, there have been many success stories. I have seen many students meet their goals and no longer require special education and related services. But perhaps the most compelling stories are those that are about students that continue to require support. Working here in Clinton Township, I was fortunate enough to be part of a team that helped a 7.5-year-old child truly find his voice for the very first time. This student said his first consistent, real communicative words in a Clinton Township classroom. Was a watershed moment not only for that student and his family, but also for everyone who worked with that student. This is only one example of the many amazing ways our members' dedication and support help our students and our district achieve their goals, achieve their dreams. Today, Clinton Township continues to be at the forefront thanks to the hard work of our members. Today, administration seeks and accepts students with special needs from neighboring districts. This is not only a source of pride for our district, but also a source of revenue. I stand before you tonight and share this story not because I'm looking for gratitude or accolades. I share the story with all of you tonight, because we as teachers and support staff need your help to continue to achieve the great things we do with our students. What we do matters. We deserve to be treated with respect and dignity for the work we do. Having a settled, fair contract between our members and the board is a way to show respect for the jobs we do. Please support our members like our members support our students and our district. Please settle. Settle the contract now. Thank you.
Good evening, members of the Clinton Township Board of Education, Dr. Clark, Mr. Juskowitz, and Mr. Gagliardi. Most of you know me, some of you may not. My name is Rhonda Ferry, and I have invested my entire 24-year teaching career at Spruce Run School. That may or may not be longer than any of you have resided in this community, and longer than any one of our current leadership team members. It is without question that I share the responsibility of educating the children of Clinton Township and have contributed to producing many productive citizens. In preparing my commentary this evening, I researched the responsibilities of a board member on the New Jersey School Board Association website. I note two responsibilities. A school board's obligation to negotiate in good faith is the sine qua non of collective bargaining. The collective negotiations obligation involves far more than the responsibility to engage in sporadic rounds of bargaining. The obligation establishes a structured, ongoing, and cyclical process that has a profound effect on districts' daily operations. The daily operations at each of the Clinton Township schools have continued on without disruption. Many parents are very unaware that the teachers are working under an expired contract. I applaud my colleagues for placing their professional duties in the forefront. Throughout the past three school years working under an expired contract, each colleague of mine has let not let the fact that he or she hasn't realized any financial gain in 4 years affect his or her performance. In fact, no one I know has a corrective action plan, and all have had successfully met their SGOs. It has been brought to the teachers' attention that some of you think that teachers are easily replaceable and that there are many teachers looking for jobs. Whereas that may be the case, statements such as this directed toward those who educate your children have not been taken positively. It is like telling your own children that they are not good enough for your family and that you can replace them. In the corporate world, the success of a company is evaluated by its financial growth. If that was the case in public education, it would be out of business. But that isn't the case. Instead, it has been decided by politicians that student test scores and student growth data represent the success of public schools, as well as its teachers. Here in Clinton Township, all grade levels in the area of English language arts scored higher than both the New Jersey average and Park State average. Given this information, I am hopeful that you will fairly settle with the Clinton Township Education Association. Life is about choices. The choices I made thus far have brought me here to the present. The choices you make affect my future, as well as the future of those who stand behind me. Please settle a fair salary guide.
Hi, good evening. My name is Maureen Parkhurst. I'm a 9-year resident of Clinton Township. I moved here because it was a blue ribbon school district, and that was my primary focus of moving here for the school. I have had 9 years of fantastic experience here. The educators at Clinton Township Middle School just are amazing people. Dedicated, truly talented mentors, educators. We couldn't ask for a better caliber of teacher in this school district. My daughter now is a senior at North Hunterdon High School. She spoke earlier. She's going to TCNJ to become a teacher, and I know it's from being around people in this room and in this school. Amazing. My question to the board tonight is, this budget crisis, or the lack of contract, has gone on for 3 years. It's embarrassing to our district. We're a blue ribbon school district. I don't think there's any other district in this county that's ever had this go on. We moved here from Summit, Westfield area. This is what Clinton Township School District represents. This is we are Princeton, Summit, Westfield School District. This should not be happening. And as far as the teacher's salary, is it in the budget, that the 2% increase, is it included in the budget? Does anybody know? I read the budget, I wasn't sure. Okay, all right, next question. How does the board plan on attracting a new stellar superintendent based on what's going on here now? And teachers, I mean, you're asking people to come into an open can of worms here to settle this dispute? That doesn't seem very appealing. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. My name is Regina Galinas. I live in Pittstown, New Jersey, and I am a seventh grade teacher here at CTMS. In September of 1989, I began my teaching career here in Clinton Township. As a mother of three small children, I had gone back to college to complete my degree, and I had finally landed a position close to my home, only 7 miles away. I was thrilled. Guess where I drove to on my first day of school? Round Valley? Spruce Run? No, it was the Holiday Inn. Yes, the teachers were on strike. That was 27 years ago. It was a very tumultuous time, the first of several challenging contract negotiations as the years progressed. As I became more familiar and at home here in Clinton Township, one thing clearly stood out to me. Not all school districts are the same. While all the teachers and I attended workshops, professional days, hearing guest speakers to learn the latest and the greatest teaching techniques, changing our philosophy from a junior high to a middle school, becoming a lighthouse district, while all of these things made this district an excellent school system, my own children, just 7 miles away, answered questions at the end of their worksheet. While my students were analyzing and creating original differentiated projects, my daughter's social studies teacher very proudly told us at back to school night that, and I kid you not, he was going to enrich his students by making them memorize the words and definitions in their social studies textbook glossary, totally out of context. I then realized I was working my hardest for the wonderful children of Clinton Township, while my own children, 7 miles away, were bored and answering workbook questions. It was frustrating, and while my adult children are now faring very well, I know they could have had better. In fact, when I won Teacher of the Year in 2000, Diane Tate told me that I had to write my philosophy on teaching. I wrote one sentence: I want to be the teacher I wish my own kids could have had. Because imagine it. We all want to give our very best to our own children. We give our all for our children. So to come full circle, I remember the tough times during negotiations in 1989. And since then, we've had many boards and many ups and downs. We have been treated respectfully and at other times quite nasty. But one thing has remained consistent and unwavering, and that is the dedication of the teachers towards the students. They are our children. All our children have received the best we can give. All children, including your own.
My name is Chris Cosgrave. I am a third grade teacher at Patrick McGarren. I appreciate the opportunity you've given us to speak. When I began teaching here in 1991, the big news was the town just got a McDonald's. Clinton Township was not the most progressive area. However, this school district was. Clinton Township was the ultimate destination for teachers and families. Many districts sent their own staff and district leaders here to learn from us. We were the district that others wanted to model after. Clinton Township was the area in Hunterdon County where families wanted to move into because of this school district. At times in my teaching career, I've had to balance the idea of leaving for more money or staying here in Clinton Township. What has always pulled me to stay has been the relationships and the respect shared by the community. Relationships with teachers, administration, and most of all, families. Like many others here, I gave up the opportunity for more money because of a commitment this community and I have had with one another. But to be honest, now I feel betrayed and disrespected. It is hard to watch so many of my gifted and selfless colleagues work so hard without the respect of the school board they represent. I am embarrassed by how our school district has come to this, embarrassed by a district that I have regarded with so much pride. This here tonight isn't positive for the growth of this district or community. I think of the people who shared and implemented a vision for this district, people who have mentored me, and I feel ashamed that it has come to this. In case you have wondered what it's like to have your employer hold back money that you have earned over a 3-year period, it is devastating. Like all the staff here in Clinton Township, our salary has gone backwards for each of the past 3 years. All of us have been bringing home less money each of the past 3 years. This has caused unnecessary pain for all of our families. Personally, this district owes me thousands of dollars from money I have already earned the past 3 years. This money represents vacations my family was never able to take, bills I cannot pay, and most of all, it represents the lack of respect this school board has for me as a teacher in our community. If I sat in your chair right now, I would feel an overwhelming sense of urgency, an urgency to resolve this contract and get the teachers the money they have already earned. I will be in my classroom tomorrow, happy to be a teacher and focused on my class. I hope I leave my classroom someday soon, knowing that I am also respected for the job I do. Please do what others have done before you. Settle this contract and let us all strive to make Clinton Township a destination for families and gifted teachers. I am sure many of you have different goals and agendas. Many of you who serve on this board might not even like one another. But it's time to be leaders and come together to do what has to be done. It is your obligation to this community. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Mary Claire Spadone, and I have proudly worked here in Clinton Township for the last 5 years. I'm not just an educator here, but I am a proud community member as well. I've run into many of you at ShopRite, at Walmart, and well, even while I'm working my part-time job. I didn't exactly plan to speak tonight, but there was a feeling of urgency that I needed to share. I needed to voice my concerns about negotiations. Recently, I was speaking to a classmate in one of my graduate courses. It was a Saturday afternoon, and we were in class for 5 hours already. You did hear that correctly, Saturday and 5 hours. Although my classmate works in another school district in Hunterdon County, we were discussing how we both have started a school year without a contract. This, however, was only the first few months for my friend. This was the start of year three for myself and my colleagues. Our conversation took many directions. My friend could not resist asking, how do you and the other staff members stay so positive starting year three with an expired contract? She expressed this concern because she personally was seeing the impact that it had on her school. I took a moment to process this question. There are a multitude of answers for this. It goes without saying that our children, not just our students, but our children come first. I have 86 students that look to me every day for advice and knowledge. The other reason, the reason that often goes unsaid and looked past, that reason is my colleagues, the same people that give up their personal time to do work, the same people who will wake up on a Saturday afternoon, drive over an hour away, and run a 5K with their students, even when it is their birthday. The same people that will spend their Friday evening at a community and school function to help show support and raise awareness about cancer. Those same people that selflessly give up their time and lunch to help students, they're even the same people that notice when one of their own students needs a new binder, but they also know that that same student does not have the means to get that new binder. So those teachers, the ones in front of you, they spend their own money and purchase a new binder for their student, making sure that it is their student's favorite color. All the while, they make sure to add also a few new pens in there so that the student can feel extra special. But sadly, it is also the same people that don't just have careers as educators, but who also have additional part-time jobs just to make ends meet. When you look at those selfless educators sitting here before you, know that at least 35 of them have additional jobs, and that's only the ones that I know personally have additional jobs. Our jobs don't end at 2:30 or 3:30. We don't work Monday through Friday. We are constantly on the clock. But there is a spark within each and every one of us. That spark ignites a passion amongst all of us. Don't allow that spark to disappear. This same friend reached out to me not that long ago to share that they now have a settled contract. And it only took a few short months. The contract needs to be settled. There needs to be a sense of urgency in doing this. Every year I teach my students a lesson that involves showing, not just telling. It is one thing for a sixth grader to say that they are going to read more, or to say that they are going to work harder. But the reality is, saying those phrases won't just make it happen. You need to show it. What actions will you take as a board to show that you value education here in Clinton Township School District And what actions will you take to show that you value our educators? On behalf of my amazing colleagues, I have one request. Do not just say that you appreciate us. Show that you appreciate us. Actions speak much louder than words.
Hello, my name is Suzanne Jatomer, and I'm the school librarian here at the middle school. I've worked for this school district for 23 exceedingly happy years. I come from an education family, which has given me an opportunity to meet teachers from around the United States. When I hear myself talking to teachers from other states, I find myself saying things like, "No, you see, my district, it's like a private school. Our students come very well prepared for school. Their moms and dads read to them right out of the womb. My students are polite and motivated. My students want to go to the best colleges in the nation, and they have parents who support them." "Wow," other teachers say, "you're so lucky." Every day driving home from work, I remind myself how blessed I am to be working in such a great community. And then there are my wonderful colleagues. The teachers I work with are some of the brightest and most collaborative people I know. You know those teachers who want to just close the door and teach? Well, they don't work at this school district. I am intellectually inspired every single day at work, and I often see teaching around here that amazes me. All of my colleagues are highly educated, but they're also highly competitive with themselves. If they don't get a 4 out of 4 on their teacher evaluations, they want to know why and how they can do better. They look closely at their student park scores because they measure themselves by how well their students do. When an administrator tells my teachers that they only vacation in 4, they push themselves harder to get to that vacation. And that's just the middle school. I've had the pleasure of taking 8th graders up to Spruce to read to the 1st graders, and those teachers inspire me as well with their intelligence, dedication, and motivation to be the best. I've worked on committees, and I've attended meetings with teachers from Round Valley and Patrick McGarren for years, and again, I see the same caliber of teachers. It's been an honor to work with such excellent professionals. But like the people who spoke before me, while I feel so proud to be surrounded by the students, parents, and teachers in this district, lately I find myself feeling less valued, less proud. I believe that you, the board, agree that we have the best teachers around. But as Mary Claire just said, actions speak louder than words. And teaching without a contract for more than 2 years and getting paid less than our peers has 2 very significant effects. First, a lack of support from the board severely impacts teacher morale. In the short term, it makes us ask ourselves, as teachers, what have we done wrong? Hunterdon County is one of the wealthiest in the state, indeed, in the nation. These teachers wonder, why wouldn't you want to pay the best to the teachers who spend so much time with your children? Second, cutting costs with salary has never worked as a business model or an education model. Paying teachers less is penny wise and pound foolish. We've heard in these negotiations that supply is greater than demand, that our district can pay less and still hire new teachers. Well, how long will that last? Teachers are highly educated people with the daunting task of shaping the intellects of young Americans. New teachers are looking for salaries that will provide them with stability, but they're also looking for a school district willing to invest in them, a school where their colleagues are excited about work and where the district and the teachers work together to continue a tradition of excellence. These negotiations have been difficult, with missteps on both sides along the way, but we have learned from our mistakes and we are so close to a good resolution. We ask you tonight to trust us when we negotiate, trust our judgment when we tell you what our professional needs are. At a time when across the nation, the reputation of teachers is at rock bottom, we are asking you to join us to do something radically different. Change the tone in America. Send a clear message to children, parents, and teachers, a message that makes clear that we believe our district is head and shoulders above the rest, and we are willing to put our money where our mouth is. We ask you tonight to show that you value your teachers and all that we do for the teachers of this district, who are the best and the brightest in the state, who are the future leaders of this nation. Let's settle now and put this contract behind us. Thank you.
My name is Kelly Newgard. I live at 117 Hillside Terrace, Califon, New Jersey. I took a slightly different approach to what I want to share. I've been a third grade teacher, a fifth grade teacher, and now currently I teach second grade. I have felt very at home in all three grades. Couldn't imagine wanting to do anything else, but I really think second grade is me. I'm asking you to settle our contract. Our staff deserves a fair salary. My Clinton Township teaching career began after my final interview with Mr. Patrick McGarren in July of 1987. I can barely remember a time in my life when I didn't want to be a teacher. And after 29 years in the classroom, I cannot imagine doing anything else. I have been preparing for a new school year every year since I was 5 years old, and it is as exciting now as it was then. My first year of teaching was memorable in so many ways. I had the honor of working with Ramona Domovich, a 39-year veteran. She tirelessly answered my questions day after day after day. Ramona was my self-appointed mentor before we had mentors. I got engaged. After I finished my first back-to-school night, I learned that the parents of one of my third graders went to North Hunterdon High School with my parents. Moving students to a finally finished McGarren School from Spruce Run in January was very exciting as well. Since the 1987-88 school year, I have worked with many amazing individuals, each one impressive and dedicated to our profession. I remember when the inclusion model involved one resource teacher shared by several classes, and they were in our rooms for social studies and science. Then there was the time we all went to the Northeast Whole Language Conference in Vermont, when intercoms became telephones in every room, watching construction crew pour concrete for the first edition at PMG, and Gus talking to my class and explaining the process and why I-beams are so strong. Career days, fun Fridays, interest clusters, laughing with my colleagues, soup luncheons, crying with my colleagues, more laughing with my colleagues. Orange clamshell laptops were the beginning of bringing technology into the classrooms. Clinton Township schools are special. Clinton Township staff, also special. Friends that have moved on to other professional opportunities always make it a point to tell me how much they still miss the wonderful people they worked with here in our district. And in the immortal words from Nothing More by the Alternate Roots, we are how we treat each other when the day is done.
Good evening, Julie Snee, 3 Norwich Drive, Clinton Township. As a member of the Clinton Township community, I'm impacted by the current contract dispute on 4 levels. First of all, as current negotiations co-chair for CTEA, I'm truly shocked, disappointed that we couldn't settle the contract with the members of this board, even with the help of an independent and unbiased mediator. I'm looking forward to reading the fact finder's report, which will be issued and made public soon, and I urge the board to accept his report. Secondly, I'm a first grade teacher at Spruce Run School. 12 years ago when I moved here, I resigned my teaching position in Bridgewater Raritan and came to work in Clinton Township. And at the time, I took a $3,000 pay cut. It was okay, I was happy to come to the school district where I lived, where my children would attend school, and where cutting edge initiatives like inclusion and reading recovery were the norm. However, over the years, the condition of our salary guide has worsened, and if I compare my salary now at Clinton Township to the same position on the Bridgewater guide, same years, same education, I'm now at a $12,000 deficit. With salaries that have become devalued through the years and increased health care costs, I couldn't afford to make the same decision to work at Clinton Township if I had to make that decision again. As a matter of fact, keeping the starting salary the same for 3 years as the board proposes will further devalue our salary guide. Retaining teachers and attracting quality new teachers should be a concern. I urge the board to make the teachers not only a concern of yours, but a priority. My third stake in this settlement is as a parent. I have four children that have gone through the Clinton Township schools, and my youngest is now in eighth grade. There are very few things more important to a parent than helping their child reach his potential. I will forever be indebted to all of the staff members who have partnered with me in helping my children grow. What they do expertly, passionately, consistently matters. I urge the board to respect the teachers and settle a fair contract. And finally, I'm a Clinton Township community member and a taxpayer. Clinton Township School District is at an important juncture this year. We're hiring a new superintendent, a director of curriculum. An expired teacher's contract has an effect on the pool of applicants you can attract to these positions. Stalled negotiations also incur legal and mediation fees at the taxpayer's expense. Moreover, we know the reputation and quality of education in our township affects our property values. Plan judiciously and settle a fair contract. I implore the board to take a step back and rethink their position and the reasons behind it. It's time to plan a strategic solution, one that's balanced between short-term goals and long-term objectives. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Richards, Flemington, New Jersey. I am here representing, I am a former employee of Clinton Township School District. The reason why I'm here is to represent those staff who did love this district and worked very hard to care for all the children in this district. But partially due to the lack of a living wage to support my family, and partially due to the disrespect that I feel has been shown by not having a settled contract over 3 years, I looked for another opportunity. I found it, but the colleagues I left behind are amongst some of the hardest working, most dedicated, talented people I have ever worked with. The talent really is astounding, and it is not replaceable. I urge you to settle this contract in a way that expresses the gratitude and the respect that these teachers and these staff deserve. You have much to lose. Thank you.
My name is Lynn DeLeo. I've lived at 9 Tree Line Drive in Annandale for 23 years. My husband and I moved our family to Clinton Township to provide our kids with a safe place to live with a good quality education. I'm here to support teachers, staff, and students in Clinton Township schools as a member of the staff, a parent, and a taxpayer. Many of you may know me. I am currently the school nurse at Patrick McGarren. I've worked in the district as a school nurse originally in Spruce Run, then moved over to Patrick McGarren when the new middle school was built. This is my 18th year working in the district. My children have attended grades 8, K-8 here in Clinton Township and attended North Hunterdon, both currently holding master's degrees, one in mechanical engineering from Villanova and one in occupational therapy from Thomas Jefferson University. My children had an outstanding education in this district. I am concerned that our district must continue to provide a top-notch education and that our district is still regarded as high quality by surrounding districts. Years ago, when I was the school nurse at Spruce Run, John Sullivan, the principal at the time, relied on our staff to work with him to apply for the recognition of Blue Ribbon School in the state. It was a long and very comprehensive process for which many staff members provided data required for the application. What a true honor when we were recognized as a Blue Ribbon School. I believe this district has continued to hold value as a school district touting Blue Ribbon Schools because of the dedication of our teachers and our staff. It is so important to continue to value all the staff hired to work in this district. That includes providing an all-around respectful partnership with the staff working in our district, a respectful and fair partnership continuing the value of Blue Ribbon Schools. We were in the forefront in the area in responsive classroom. Many districts came to observe how responsive classroom worked. Responsive classroom was another way of describing a respectful relationship between staff, students, and their classmates. We need to remember, embrace, and continue to move forward with our philosophies for the whole well-being of students and staff. In this day and age when it takes a village, we, your educators, we are that village. The village taking care of and educating our children, your children. There should not be a disconnect. We need a strong partnership to keep our school district strong from top to bottom and in between. We all need to be invested in our students, our staff, and our schools. Let me ask you, why did you choose to move your family to Clinton Township? Please don't devalue the education provided here. Many of us here, including all of you, have a great investment in our children and in our property values. Keep the quality of our education high so our children prosper and our property values remain high. We must all be invested in the importance of keeping good educators to continue to do a great job in educating our children for their futures. Thank you.
Nicole Fava, 20 Chalfont Drive in Lebanon. And I started attending board meetings about 10 or 11 months ago when I first found out that there hadn't been a contract. And having had the fortune to volunteer at PMG for as many hours a week as I was shocked. After years of being there, I had no idea that these teachers were operating without a contract, because none of them would let anybody know. They all still went above and beyond, and they all still cared. And so when I came here for the first time 10 or 11 months ago, I was hopeful that any of you listened or cared that we moved from Clinton Township 4 years ago for the only purpose of the school. And my husband still has an hour and a half commute every day to work, and none of that mattered because we wanted these teachers. And I stood before you and told you how fortunate and lucky I felt to have these teachers educating my children, because I Lord knows I can't do it. You're all very wonderful, special people for undertaking that. And we need those people. And we need to attract new people while they're still here and they can mentor them. And now, 10 or 11 months later, after saying all of the niceties and all of the things that I hoped mattered, I'm of the opinion now that they don't. And I think that it's disheartening as a taxpayer that the board's not being fiscally responsible in protecting our interests as homeowners and taxpayers. And it's disheartening as a parent that the board isn't taking care of the people who our children spend more time with than they spend with us. And after 10 or 11 months, the impression that the board is sending into the community is that you don't care. You don't care to do anything for these people. These people that we need and that we should be valuing above all else. Again, these are bricks and cement. These are what make Clinton Township schools what they are. These are what make Clinton Township schools a draw to our community. And as I have said before, I'm just one person standing here. And because the taxes are high in our area, we have families that have two parents working. And a lot of them can't come to these board meetings. That doesn't mean they don't want to, and that doesn't mean that I don't speak for them too. And going into an executive session for 2 hours at the beginning of a 7 o'clock meeting and not allowing the meeting to start till 9 o'clock is another message. And I know you're allowed to do it. I'm not saying that, but it's sending the wrong message to us, to the community, to the community. So, again, 10 or 11 months ago, I stood up here hopeful, and now I feel disgusted, and I don't want to feel that way with any of you. I want to feel that they matter and that the community matters. And it is important to all of us who you don't see standing here, but that I represent, that we do have a contract for these people who are creating the future of Clinton Township. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to move on, please. The report of the school business administrator, Mr. Juskowitz.
As Mrs. Grant reiterated before, there will be a meeting on March 15, 2016. This will be a special meeting starting at 7:30 here at the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. The following meeting will be scheduled for Monday, March 21st, 2016 at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. That'll be our budget presentation for the preliminary budget. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion, please, for 16BA021 to 16BA025.
Motion.
Motion two. Second, please.
Second.
Second, Rachel. Any questions for Mr. Juskowitz? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Vanderhoff.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
I need to abstain on the executive session minutes. And yes to the rest.
Mrs. Hand.
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky.
I need to abstain on 021 and 022. Yes to the rest.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mrs. Rutigoda.
Yes.
Mr. Pituto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to reports of our committees. Our first committee this evening is our Facilities and Finance Committee. Mr. Pituto, can you give your report to your committee, please?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
The Finance and Facilities Committee met back on February 9th. The discussion that evening centered around numerous topics, including the lack of look at the transportation and busing for the next school year. We also discussed maintenance work needed in all of our schools, and we began the initial discussion surrounding the budget for the upcoming 2016-17 school year. The remainder of the meeting led to most of the 25 agenda items or action items that you see in the agenda tonight. Many of those items relate to the usual monthly topics, including the payment of bills, the request for employee travel, as well as numerous items related to the approval of home instruction and student evaluations. There are two items that I do want to bring to the attention of the board tonight. Action item 16FF154. That one relates to an increase in the 15-16 budget in the amount of $50,000. These funds will be appropriated from the maintenance reserve account. Similarly, action item 16FF155 also increases the 15-16 budget in the amount just under $123,000. These funds are being used for various site improvement initiatives, and these funds will also be appropriated from another account, this time the capital reserve account. With that, I am putting forward a motion for the approval of action items 16FF151 through 16FF175.
Thank you. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Any questions for Mr. Pituto this evening? Ms. Sturgis?
John, sure. On 174, we're selecting an energy services company.
We are.
So I was reading through the whereas, and so they'll do an audit, and then upon conclusion of the audit, they'll make a proposal for improvements. We'll pay for the improvements out of the savings from the implementation of the energy saving measures.
Correct.
Have they pre-competed, or are they on state contract? How do we introduce competition for purposes of?
We've actually went out to bid twice for it and only got one responsive bidder.
So they're bidding, but they haven't yet produced the price to do the work?
Right now, what it is in the initial stages, it's in a several step process. Right now, we have to select a vendor who, this was the only vendor that won the award. Then from there, we need to sit down with him along with our architect and also with our attorney and go over the energy savings that they're proposing. Once they sit down with us, ask us all the issues that we want to have as energy savings, at some point in time, then we need to, they come up with a plan, there's the BPU who assesses and sees that energy savings potential and verifies it for us. At some point in time, there'll be a third party that will also verify it as separate from all the other individuals to give their opinion on it. So we're just in the infantile stages of everything.
Okay. And then if you can get your hands on it, we did an energy savings assessment by an engineer in like 2013.
2010.
It was that long
they're
ago.
They're all listed on the website because that was part of the initial stages. That
I think
stage
it was a grant.
Had to be done first,
yeah.
Which we did.
Okay.
It's listed on our website underneath the board. And it is listed, we had to post those up there back in, I think it was October last year. I
mean, could we give that to Honeywell rather than having them try to locate those measures again? Like, for example, I remember there were motors and something with a dishwasher in Patrick McGarren that had been identified at that time. If those items are still there, could we give them that work as a starting point rather than having to find it again?
They're going to be looking at that, and with their proposal that they gave us with the bid, they gave us what their suggestions were also. So everything is all on the table for us to review. It's going to incorporate our maintenance staff for them to also give their take on what energy savings could be achieved,
okay,
along with our engineer from our sewer plant so we can achieve additional energy savings there.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Pacciuto this evening? Nope, seeing none, can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Pacciuto?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
I need to abstain on FF151 and FF173, and yes to the rest.
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Rugoda?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to our committee report of personnel. Ms. Vanderhoff, can you give your committee report, please?
Yes, thank you. The personnel committee met once since our last board meeting, and I'll call your attention to action items PN 16131 to PN 16145. There also is an addendum for 145. And it's we are welcoming a new hire, Brian Farkas, who is replacing in a district technology technician position, and that's effective tomorrow. And we are also welcoming an intern who's going to be placed at the Clinton Township Middle School effective February through December of this year. We also have one resignation, two retirements, and three various leaves of absence for various reasons. We have several stipends that are sports related in terms of the activities that they're covering. One is for a golf club. And then there are also coach stipends that we're asking for approval. One for boys basketball, one for softball for girls, and one for boys lacrosse and girls lacrosse. And finally, we are asking for approval for six staff members for 1 hour of training a month on student programs, strategies, and classroom procedures, which will begin in March and go through May, to be paid at their hourly rate. So with that, I'm looking for a motion for, again, action items PN 16131 to action item PN 16145.
Looking for a second, please?
Second.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Vanderhoff?
I have a question. On action item 16, PN 144, is one of the coaches that's being appointed tonight have a child on the team?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Ms. Vanderhoff?
Follow up to 144? Is there any concern with that?
Yes, we discussed it.
Does that mean there is a concern, or is something that was discussed?
There was a concern that was discussed, and we've asked the administrator at the middle school to discuss that with the coach and outline expectations.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Seeing none, can we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes to all, but no to action item 16, PN 144.
Mrs. Rudolgoda?
Yes to all, but no to action item 16, PN 144.
Mr. Pituto?
Yes to all, no to 144.
And Mrs. Grant?
I'm going to abstain, please. I'm going to vote yes to everything. I'm going to abstain on 10143 and 10144.
Motion carries.
Moving on to policy and curriculum, please.
The policy committee met on February 8th at 7 o'clock. We talked about several action items. We have a eligibility of resident policy going through second reading. We are approving tonight staff development workshops regarding literacy for fourth and fifth grade teachers. We have three field trips to approve tonight that look similar to field trips that were previously approved. They revolve around life skills in a consumer environment for our students and their ability to apply social skills. So they are different than the previous field trips that were approved. One thing to mention that will be coming up that you may hear about is that the district is looking to move to something called the Renaissance program, which is a computer adaptive reading and math test, which is similar to MAP. The committee motioned for Dr. Clark and the administrators to pilot this program, and hopefully at the end of this school year we will be having a presentation on that, so you may be hearing more about that. Just something to consider for future meetings. With that being said, I'd like to move action item 16PC025 through action item 16PC27.
Looking for a second, please?
Second.
John? Any questions for Ms. McLaughlin this evening? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Ms. Olavsky?
Yes.
Ms. McGill?
Yes.
Ms. Rudolgoda?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'd like to move on, please, to old business of the board. This portion of our meeting is for board members to ask questions about old business of the board on school-related matters only. It's not a time to make personal statements. Rather, it's time to review topics that have been previously discussed and bring up old topics relative to the business of the board. Does any board members have any old business they'd like to bring up this evening?
I have some. Mm-hmm. Do you want to report out on Huntington County School Boards?
Under yeah, I was going to do that, but if you want to
do that new business.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Last week, I attended the Huntington County School Board Association meeting, and I have a few updates for you. I have some handouts of upcoming workshops available to any board members. There is an NJSBA technology conference Thursday, March 3rd, so I have the pamphlet if anybody's interested. I also have a list of the NJSBA upcoming programs, all available to board members various times through June at various locations around the state, so I'm promoting those. The next meeting of the Hunterdon County School Boards Association will be March 23rd at the Hunterdon Polytech, and all are welcome. The next monthly meeting is April 27th at Stanton Ridge Country Club in Reddington. One thing to note is on April 13th, the Hunterdon County School Boards Association and the Somerset County School Boards Association are having a meeting, Meet Your Local Legislator. So if you're interested in attending that, I have the information for that. That will be at Maggiano's Restaurant in Bridgewater, and it will be an opportunity to engage with your legislator. So it sounds interesting. The presentation that was the focus of last week's meeting was on auditing, and there was an auditor, and I learned quite a lot more than I knew about auditing. One thing that I took away from the meeting was that it's very useful to have the same auditor for the same number of years, because it increases your effectiveness as a board. And as you know, we've had the same auditor for several years, Mr. Colitano. So that's what I took away from the presentation. So that's my report on the Huntington County School Boards. I just also, under old business, wanted to again reiterate how much we enjoy having the children of our district come and present. I happen to be in attendance for the Relay for Life, so I want to just commend the Relay for Life committee. I'm doing an excellent job. I think I counted six board members at the event, so we did have a quorum, but we did not engage in any board discussions. And the last question I had is actually an old question. I was just wondering the status of the barn. So we had talked about possibly building another location somewhere in the district. So I just wanted to know if we had made any movement on that.
I don't believe we've had any movement on it. We've been talking about it. We do have money from the insurance company. And we've looked at the possibility of a couple of smaller structures. We are not going to rebuild on the same site due to the issues with the archaeological covenant and the wetlands and a variety of things, because as you know, when the barn came down in the storm, it took us a year to get all of the clearance to clean it up. So we really don't want a chance building on that same site again. So that's what we've been trying to decide, where we really most need it. And I think some of that may tie into future planning for the district.
Okay, thanks.
I was wondering if we could get an update on where we are with the policies. I know we had talked a couple years about getting the policies updated and reviewed. So I was just wondering where that was.
Okay. We just discussed that at our policy committee. We did get a new book from school boards. It's much smaller. It's one book as opposed to two big books. It's a large book, but it's one. And I think what we underestimated when we got it was that we still had to, they recommended that we just approve it in bulk. But then we wouldn't be reading all the policies. And we were all uncomfortable with that process. So what I'm trying to do is go through each section, and we'll probably approve a section at a time.
I thought we were going to review our current policies and see what applied and what didn't apply anymore versus taking a different book and a different set. Did I misunderstand? I mean, I didn't think we were just going to take ours and move it and adopt new.
No,
I thought
they
we were
have,
going to have it reviewed and then recommendations
they did,
were going to be
they
made.
They did review it and gave us recommendations. So they gave us that book with all the recommendations.
Okay. Thank you. Any other old business? No, moving on to new business. Any board members have any new business this evening? No? Okay. We'll move on to our public comments section, second recognition of the public. I'd like to reopen the floor to our second recognition of the public. This section is for members of the public to express themselves on school matters of community interest. We'll follow the same outline as detailed in the first public comment section on agenda items only. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. Anyone like to address the board?
We're now reckon 42 Valley Crest Road. Two things briefly. Obviously about the teacher's contract. The one statement I want to make in regards to that, I love all the teachers. I'm thankful for all the teachers. And everybody is mentioning how it's affecting the teachers and how it's affecting their lives. And it's crucially important. Just my selfishly most important question is how it's affecting my children. Sorry, teachers, more so even than the teachers. Because at the end of the day, it's my three kids who's now only in Spruce Run that's been suffering or potentially suffering unknowingly in little bits of increments for the last 2-3 years, and how long is it going to keep going and how is it going to affect them. So for me, it's important for the teachers, but how is it also affecting my three kids that's now only in Spruce Run? The other question is, I'm not sure if it's a possibility. I read in the agenda about the asbestos, I guess, repairs, results, stuff at Spruce Run. And, you know, you read, as a mom, you read something about asbestos and stuff, and it concerns me. I have a daughter who is prone to asthma and chest allergies and stuff like that. So I'm like, is there a report available about the results? Was her test done? How bad was it? Is it? What exactly is the plan on repairing that? That's my other question I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the board this evening? No? Seeing none, then, I'd like to ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting, please.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is adjourned.